Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Donna, and we have a wonderful, wonderful class, and I'm so grateful that Donna Dreegan is there early every time to introduce people and get to know you a little bit better. We also, at the end of the class, if you can stay, to get to know you even better and to answer any of your questions, to give you sources of some of the information, where to get these sources, our phone numbers or our emails if you would like. And we're all here to help you and help one another in this great and powerful time we have been allowed to live on this planet. We are the rescuers, in a way. So with that, let's get on with it. I'm Donna Korth, and I am wanting to now introduce you to Lenore Harris, who's going to be our hostess for the first little while of our class, and then we will go into this wonderful revelation by Lady Master Lotus on draining the swamp. So, Lenore, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful.
Good evening, everyone. So happy to have you here. As Donna said, we have a wonderful class that we have prepared, and this is with, excuse me, Lady Master Lotus, who speaks to us through David Christopher Lewis, the founder and spiritual teacher of our Heart Center movement. She comes to help us understand why so much is at stake in this hour for America and the world, and to help us to understand the changes that are required and are coming as we go through the shift and into this oncoming golden crystal age. She also makes a powerful declaration against certain evil forces. And as Donna mentioned, if you can stay at the end of the class, which is in about an hour and a quarter, you can find out what is happening in the Heart Center community and how you could benefit from some of those things. And like she said, ask any questions or share insights, so forth, and give any prayer request or join us in prayer. Yes.
I forgot to mute everybody. I'm going to mute everyone, and if you need to interrupt us, you hit *6, and but she'll tell you about that. You'll have to come back on in just a second, Lenore. Okay, Lenore, you can come back by hitting *6.
Okay, yeah, thank you. So now I would like to read the mission and vision statements for the Heart Center, and I will read this, and you can say it with me if you like. Our mission within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision: we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now I would like to invite you to follow along with on the invitation that you received, the opening invocation. Together. I am loving the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind and with all my strength, and I am loving my neighbor as I love myself. Oh God, show me the way to go. Act through me, manifest through me. Live within me and blaze forth your light through my heart, through my mind, through my will and my soul every moment of this day and night, so that your will, your wisdom and your love may be fulfilled through me. Thank you, Lady Master Lotus and Godfrey, for protecting this class and for helping us to all be better servants of love. Amen. Now, we would like to sing. I invite you to sing with us the song version of Prayer 10.020. If you happen to have the book, I think you may have the words. Anyway, it is, I am God free. So we're just going to sing the first verse, and this is going to be our meditation and visualization song for tonight's class. So visualize, if you will, great blue and violet angels of light surrounding everyone on this phone call and protecting all aspects of our class. Thank you, Donna. I turn it back to you.
Thank you, Lenore.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to get right into the meat of the class now. So hang on here while I get this next part up here and get it going. But before we get started, I would like to call on Sharon Wallace. If you're there, Sharon, come on. And she's going to introduce to us and tell us a little bit about Lady Master Lotus. So,
Thank
Sharon?
You. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Lotus. Her pen name, Lotus Ray King, was born 1886. It was the pen name for Edna Ballard, who is Guy Ballard's twin flame and messenger for the IM group in the 1930s. Together, they were the first to have the gift of the violet flame released through them. Lotus and Guy, who is now known as Godfrey, were spiritual trailblazers during the 1920s and 30s. Edna, Guy, and their son, Don Ballard, were embodied as St. Germain's children over 50,000 years ago in a Golden Age civilization, which is now over the Sahara Desert. Her embodiments, 1412 through 1431, Lotus was embodied as Joan of Arc, whose mission from God was to rally the French armies and drive out the English invaders, and she was also a martyr, a saint, and a military leader. So now he drives out the English invaders, and in 1533 to 1603, she was born in England, and she became Elizabeth I. Moving forward to 1706 to 1790, this is my favorite one, she was embodied as Benjamin Franklin. He's my favorite because he was so colorful. He was a founding father of the United States. He helped draft the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. He was a scientist, a writer, a statesman, an inventor. He was also the first Postmaster General. I thought that was pretty interesting. And he has has a whole host of lively little things that she did. In 1940, Lotus and her son Don were persecuted for 6 years and convicted and sentenced to 1 year in prison and fined for fraudulent solicitation of funds through the mail. The conviction was thrown out in 1946, all due to faith and hard work by Mrs. Ballard and the IM students. Edna Ballard won justice for herself, her son Don, and the IM activity in the Supreme Court, and for all of us. Thus, she won a battle for all spiritual organizations, which made it legal for churches to use the mail to distribute spiritual information. Where would we be today had they not won that battle? That's what I ask. Lotus made her ascension February 12, 1971. And in 1973, she transferred her mantle as messenger and mother of the flame to Elizabeth Clamp Prophet. Okay, back to you, Donna.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, I just think it's so interesting the different personalities that we have depending on which life we're talking about. And Benjamin Franklin, I can't imagine him being a Queen Elizabeth, but that's another time, another thought. So now we're going to hear this wonderful art stream spoken through David Christopher Lewis on April 19th. So it's very recent.
As your lotus, I stand before you, inflamed in God's presence and blazing the light of God's freedom for America and the world. And as Godfrey stands with me, we are determined that this nation shall remain true to her foundations and the destiny set forth by the Master, Saint Germain, long, long ago, and the 14 ascended masters who govern her destiny. We have been willing to abide in God's will, obedient to the voice within and to the Eternal One and the dictates of the Almighty, which we were privileged to invest our energies in for freedom, liberty, justice, and divine equality of opportunity for all. When you, blessed hearts, work with us now as ascended beings to re-secure these freedoms for America, there is an alchemy of oneness manifest through our collective voices raised to God in holy prayer and devotion and praise. And during these sessions, the alchemy that manifests is great, and the light of freedom dispensed by angels of the sacred fire does go forth as a cosmic salve, as the answer to every dilemma that you are experiencing and seeing played out through the media and the dynamics of life here.
I want to call on Cindy Hackenberg, who's going to answer the question, what happens when you join our morning broadcast, and why is that more powerful than praying by yourself? Although praying by yourself, of course, is extremely important. You have there are some amazing things that happen when you are joining in with others. So, Cindy, I want you to take that question, if you will speak up.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Okay, well, first I'd just like to say that like 6 mornings a week from 7 to 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time, we have our morning broadcast, and on Sunday it's from like 8 to 10 Mountain Time. And this is a wonderful time for communion with God and His many representatives in the heavenly world, as well as being together with many beloved heart friends. And it's a fun time where we pray and sing and exercise. I myself do yoga during the morning broadcast, which is so beneficial to my physical and my mental and emotional and etheric bodies. As well, it keeps my chakras tuned up and spinning. I do this in front of my altar where I have many heavenly host pictures as well as a candle burning. Now, you can choose an audio-only or a wonderful audio and video broadcast. So all who are participating and watching are sharing the same intent as well as visualizing certain actions going forth from the higher realms of light. We recently heard from Mother Mary how a part of our essence is with the heavenly hosts when we are giving our decrees, affirmations, mantras, songs. And she gave an example of when we are doing decree 10.023, I'm standing now with Michael, that part of our essence is right there beside him, helping him to lead a charge or helping to save or protect souls. Now, how awesome and powerful is that? It's pretty awesome. The broadcasts are powerful in other ways as well. When people are on a broadcast, which there are many of throughout each day, including just whether it's just Spanish being spoken, there is the power of the the power of the square. So let's say there are 10 people on a broadcast. That would bring it to a power of 25. In other words, those 5 people are really like 25 people praying. if there are 10 people on, it would be the power of 100 people praying and having a good time. And if there are 30 people participating, it would be actually like the power of 900 people praying. Now, for the month of May, the average number of people that were on at the end of the morning broadcast was 61. So 61 squared is the power of 3,721 people praying. Let me repeat that. The average people that were on at the end of the morning broadcast, the amount of people was 61. So 61 squared is the power of 3,721 people. Now that's powerful and beautiful. And you didn't have to get all dressed up, get into a car, and drive somewhere. We had the luxury of being in our own home. Also, when we are resonating in our heart chakra, this really amps up the wattage that the heavenly host can use. And I also like being in the third eye. Now, just recently, the masters have asked us to be more fiery in our prayers. And I have found that having an empty or almost empty stomach really helps bring up the fire within and out through the throat chakra. So not only are we helping the planet when we are participating in the Heart Center broadcast, we are also helping ourselves. It is a great way to start one's day and to set oneself up for a glorious day in the light. It can also change your whole outlook. For an example, the other morning I desired to tell my husband that the trip he was planning was not going to work because I felt he should be home to help me with getting a new tenant in one of our rentals that was being vacated at the end of this month. Now, in the past, as soon as this thought came into my mind, I would go and tell my husband how his trip was just not going to work for the dates he had chosen. But luckily, I had this thought during a morning broadcast. And since this is my favorite time of the morning, I decided that it would just have to wait until after the broadcast before I talked to him about it. Now, during the broadcast, there was a replay of a heart stream by Mother Mary. I can't remember just what she said. I think it was something about having faith. Yet it was powerful enough that when the broadcast was over, I looked at a calendar and I realized that my husband would be around for at least a few days to help with the rental before he left on his trip. She helped me to realize that I would just have to accept that and let go and let God and stop fearing the future. I just remembered how peaceful I felt by not confronting my husband with something that may have upset him. And this is not an isolated incident. Just 2 days ago, another replay of a heart stream by Mother Mary helped me with a great quandary, and at the heart stream, I knew exactly what to do. So there's so much divine wisdom that comes through during these broadcasts that help us to grow into our higher selves, into our Buddhic and Christic essence. So I truly hope some of you that have not participated in one of our broadcasts will tune in. And you can buy both the decree and the psalm books by going to our Heart Center webpage, heartcenter.org. And also any of us that are on the Heart Share team would be glad to help you with getting started. So just give us a call. Back to you, Donna.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Just as Cindy said, and just as Lady Master Lotus said, collective voices, that means a bunch of voices together. Collective
may I
voice.
Ask a question?
Yeah.
How about, in our book reviews, when there may be like 8 of us on the book review and we're all listening to the same, book being read.
Mm-hmm.
Is there strength in that?
It strengthens only if you take some time during that book review to pray together. As long as you do that, then you have collective voices singing or praying or saying fiats or decrees or calls together. As long as you take some time during that book review to do that, then you have this collective voices raised in devotion and praise, which is a powerful alchemy, says Lady Master Lotus. And she says, if you could just see what happens when you do that, it's just a miracle. So, but if you'd like to talk some more about that, Rebecca, stay on at the end of our class, because we've got to go on. Thank you. Here we go.
Oh, dearest ones, if you could see what we see on the inner, the machinations of the dark ones, whose only desire is the dissolution of the divine plan for this nation, you would see how great is the requirement of the hour to stand true to this holy cause of light. You would see how the imperative within the soul to maintain that freedom flame burning on the altar of the heart does bring forth within the soul to the nexus of that light the answer to these evil spirits, the nihilistic ones who long ago forswore their enmity against God. We are victorious with mighty victory, and we invoke his presence upon and throughout America this day to re-initiate cycles of victory, spirals of victory, for every man, woman, and child to have that opportunity for self-transcendence and to evolve back to the heart of God, winning their ascension, securing their eternal freedom, and incarnating within this earth the divine light through their heart, through their will, through their mind. We move in unison, blessed ones, with Micah, the angel of unity, and the goddess of liberty, the goddess of light, the queen of light, the goddess of justice. And with Saint Germain, all are invested in this divine plan and the self-realization for America of her divine destiny. As we initiate this new spiral of Taurus, we see, anchored physically within the earth, many divine changes through this new administration, tethered to God's will. And we say unto you, each and every one, in Congress, in the Supreme Court, and in the executive branch, fulfill your purpose. Be true to the cause of light and of freedom and of your vows to uphold the Constitution.
Okay, so we see here that she sees, or they see, all of them, Micah and Goddess of Liberty and Queen of Light and Goddess of Justice and Saint Germain and Victory, they all see divine changes through this new administration. That's a pretty powerful word, divine changes. That means godly changes through this administration because it's tethered to God's will. So I'm going to answer this next question. What are some of the divine changes occurring through our current United States of America administration? And I'll tell you, I was amazed at what I found. First of all, when you go to Google, they have a long list first of all the awful things they think Donald Trump is doing. And they're so warped what they say, and I'm saying this as objectively as possible. They're partial truths, their opinions, and they're stated like facts. So here are some of the divine changes, and I think you will be amazed. If anybody, by the way, needs to hit star
okay.
six, spoke.
Can me help?
Somebody,
I have no shirt on.
Somebody needs to hit star six that was on before. Please, either Rebecca or somebody else. Okay, thank you. So here are some of the divine changes. First of all, one of the first things that Donald Trump did that is divine was that he barred the U.S. government funding to international non-governmental agencies that promoted or performed abortion. We know that every baby that is, every conception that takes place, God has a plan for. Once it takes place, there is a plan instated. If it wasn't before, it's instated, and there is an ideal soul that needs to experience what that baby is going through or going to go through. There is never a child born that hasn't had a plan embedded into its soul. So he ended that. We're no longer giving huge amounts of money to Mexico and countries all over the world so that they can do their abortions. He froze all federal hiring outside of the military. And that's big because the first step to shrinking government is to stop adding more people to it. Now, we see some amazing stories in the Bible, which I wish I had time to go into, about government and the things that that God instructed the Jewish people to do. He put an end, or I should say, he withdrew a motion filed by the former president seeking to allow transgender students in public schools to use the restrooms that they wished. And that probably will lead to the issue being left to the states, which is how it should be. The states should have some power. And in the past decade, the states have had very little power. They've just said all everything that they've had a problem with, they've turned over to the government. He cut two regulations for every new one that was proposed. He decreed that the net cost of any new regulation that is added after cutting the old regulations should be zero. In other words, the regulatory burden on the American people now can only go in one direction, and that's down. He put out an executive order asking the Department of Justice and Homeland Security to withhold federal funds to any sanctuary cities where criminals were hiding, where that had a high crime rate due to the criminals that are hiding there. He agreed to the Dakota Access Pipeline, which I know is a sore spot for many people who are so concerned about the environment. But if you read what the small print says about that, it says, without harming the environment, and over the long haul, this will reduce gas prices. He killed the TPP, or the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, which gave a tremendous amount of uncontrolled power to an unelected international group. In other words, it was part of globalism. Let's see, I don't know if this is easy to understand. Well, anyhow, he's bringing an end to the previous Obamacare, we called it. He ordered the construction of the border wall. Now, if you had to pick a central promise of Trump's campaign, it was building a border wall. And he's already ordered construction to begin, and it is starting in certain places. It hasn't been highly emphasized or published because, for one thing, they didn't want a lot of demonstrators at the areas where it was occurring, where this is occurring. If you want to read some good reasons for having a border wall, read Judges 1 and 2 and maybe some of 3 in the Bible, and you'll see some very good reasons. And one of the most important things he did after much battling with the other group or the powers that be was he got Neil Gorsuch selected for the Supreme Court. There's some other amazing things that he did, which I'll have to tell you this. There's over 115 things that he did that are very important, things for immigration, things for social policy, the regulations, and much, much more. But a couple of the other things that he did that were very important here, let's see if I can find them. There's so many. I copied them all down. One of the things that you probably didn't hear about was that there is a bomb. They call it the Moab, or the mother of all bombs. It's the largest non-nuclear bomb in existence. And it was dropped on a complex of ISIS tunnels in Afghanistan. The bomb had never been used in combat before, but had been thoroughly studied and practiced once. This caused much damage to thousands of tunnels in Afghanistan that enabled ISIS to run free to all over the place, and it was estimated to have killed 94 ISIS fighters, including four key commanders of ISIS, but no civilians were killed. It destroyed several hundreds of tunnels as well as weapons stockpiles, and the attack was reported as having dealt a heavy blow to ISIS Afghanistan branch. You never heard that, I don't think, in the news, but it happened. He signed an executive order requiring every federal agency to create a regulatory reform task force to find unnecessary, burdensome regulations to repeal. And this order was called the most far-reaching effort to pare back U.S. red tape and unnecessary waste of funds in recent decades. He assigned an order for the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, to review the Department of Education regulations with the intention of returning power to the states and not have all the schools of the country under the government, which is just too much for the government to do and becomes like a dictatorship. He lowered the prices of all kinds of things that the government has bought in the past. You've probably heard the story about the toilets that cost $1,000 and things like that that the government's bought from different groups all over the country without really checking or doing any wheeling dealing to get prices down. And you probably really heard about this happening with Lockheed Martin, who reached a tentative deal there with a purchase of 90 F-35 jets at the lowest price in the program's history. He did fire Attorney General Sally Yates for not backing him when he put forth the immigration ban executive order, and that wasn't a true ban. That was simply making the laws be followed and vetting people more carefully. That's all. He had conservative Attorney General Jeff Sessions ask the 46 remaining U.S. attorneys appointed by Obama, which was arguably the most left-wing presidency in the U.S. history, to resign. And one of those attorneys was the failed Zachary Vardon, who was very lax in his prosecution of gun crimes. He directed the Justice Department to increase prosecutions on gun law violations and to reinforce sentences. And there's much more we can say about that. It was reported in late April that 9 Trump administration cabinet members, including Vice President Mike Pence, are participating in weekly Bible studies. And members of the House and Senate are also conducting their own Bible studies. This at least suggests that the Trump administration isn't striving to be under God. One of the things he said as he spoke to the University of Notre Dame and then to the Christian Liberty University was, "In America, we don't worship the government, we worship God. Fortunately, we have just begun, and it's going to take this time." Well, what he meant was, you know, we had been way off the course with the matter of worshiping God in our country. A lot of people felt threatened. Christianity was coming under more and more criticism. It was quite a situation, which we don't have time to go into this time, but hopefully we will later. He said, "I didn't get elected to serve the Washington media. I got elected to serve the forgotten men and women, and that's exactly what I'm doing under God." He said, Americans now who trust, well, he didn't say this, somebody else did actually under him, Americans who trust the media is at 32%, an all-time low, according to the Gallup organization. So, and I really encourage people not to watch the regular powers that be, lamestream media, at least that's what some people call it, but rather get on your internet or your smartphone and look at some of the alternative media sources that come up. And if you wonder what source to trust, you can actually Google that, and there will give you a whole list of ways to know how to trust what you're watching. I like to watch the Christian news groups, Newsmax. There are several others, and if you want to know them, we can talk about that later. One interesting thing this last couple of weeks that happened was David Lewis sent us a website, and he encouraged us to watch it, and it was a story shared by Jonathan Cahn, who is a converted Jewish rabbi, and he also gives a lot of prophecies, and he's written some very amazing books. A very good one that many of us read recently is called The Harbinger, and now there's the second Harbinger book he's put out. It's a sequel, and Donald Trump is really in both of them, although you have to figure out who he's talking about because he uses fictitious names. But Jonathan Cahn tells us in this story about a kingdom in Israel. It was the northern kingdom. You know, Israel had split into two kingdoms, Judah and then the northern kingdom. And the northern kingdom was falling apart because so many of the people there were worshiping Baal. And Baal was an idol that some of the main things that they did there was sacrifice children, drink their blood, do all kinds of horrendous things in the name of their god Baal. And so God told one of his prophets, Elisha, to anoint a certain man named Jehu with oil. And this is, if you want to read about it, it's in 1 Kings 19, verses 16 through 19 especially, and 2 Kings 9 and 10, those two chapters. And the reason Elisha did this for God was because God wanted to stop the apostasy that was occurring in this northern kingdom, where the people were so led astray. But there were a group of people praying all the time in the background for this to change. And so Elisha found this man named Jehu, he describes him here, as a rough man, a man who was wild, and he drove his horses furiously, and the word for furiously meant the same thing as crazy. Amazingly, this rough man, who wasn't even living there in the northern kingdom, somewhere else, and had no desire to go there and do any rescuing of people, he agreed. He must have been challenged because he got on his horses and he drove like crazy, and he went to the northern kingdom, and he became the king. I don't know whether they elected him or what he had to go through to become the king there, but he did become king, and he did the same kind of thing that we see Donald Trump doing right now. Put his foot in his mouth a lot because he was rough and he probably didn't know the right words. He was a mixture of things. He was an instrument despite his different religious background, and he was an instrument to prepare the way for God. He was a vessel to open the door for answers and to pull down and break down the arch of Baal. Now, just in the last few years, I'm not sure what date, as an act of defiance, according to the mayor of New York City, they put up the Arch of Baal in New York City. And I bet before Donald Trump is through, that arch will come down. We'll have to see. We'll just have to wait and see. But we are at a turning point, according to Jonathan Cahn. And we can all wait and see what happens, or we can sit, or we can pray and join together with other people so there's more power in our prayers, as was mentioned by Cindy, and see some miracles happen a little bit faster, speed things up. And if you can't get on the broadcast via your computer, you can do it by your telephone. And if you have any trouble doing it by your telephone, call us or call the help number that you see or have heard, or we'll give it to you, and get help. Because I try to send those and Barbara does too, we send numbers out, telephone numbers out, that you can call and listen to the broadcast every morning of the week. If you don't hear it when you click in the extension, which is 101, then call again and try 102. Usually either 101 or 102, well, those two extensions, one of them will work. And there's a list of numbers there you can call, and we can give you even more numbers if you want that you can call that are regular phone numbers. You don't have to call the one that's closest to you. You can use any one of them and call and get in to the actual broadcast and sing and pray with us from a distance. So with that, we will go on with listening to Lotus.
There is no other way that you can live except in the light of truth and justice, O mankind, if you would have what you desire as opportunity to live the abundant life here below. Yet some have attempted to steal that light, to steal that abundance. And we say to these, you have no power, you have no power, you have no power to deceive the righteous upon earth, the sons and daughters of God, the freedom lovers, east, west, north, and south. And you are being held accountable by the lords of karma this day for your attempt to deceive and to coerce many to do the dark deeds of the nefarious ones. And I stand with the lords of karma this day. And we again call out that dark spirit, George Soros, and we say, you are bound this day by the legions of Archangel Michael and the hosts of the Lord. You are bound for that which you have already done. You, anarchist of darkness upon the earth. You, nihilist of the darkest sort. You have no power to wield your wealth stolen by your machinations, to continue to wreak havoc through those who you are investing in to create deception and division in the cities of America. You have no power, and Almighty God says unto you, bend the knee this day, or you shall receive the early judgment upon your soul.
I just might mention here that you may not see exactly what's going on and the way this is going to take place, but actual power and life, at least spiritually and many other ways, is being withdrawn from people who are going against, who are not bending the knee to God at this time. This is a very powerful time of separating the wheat from the chaff. And you can read about that in the Bible also.
Yes, dearest ones, we are on fire for freedom. We are on fire for the destiny of America to be fulfilled. And therefore we come dripping with the light of the great central sun. And we pray that you will feel this fire within your own spirit and soul, that you will move heaven and earth through your life to co-create the paradise upon earth that is Earth's due. Dearest ones, it is time for all deception to cease, for all deceit and darkness to be wiped clean around and upon and from the earth. Therefore we say, blaze forth that light of freedom here, blaze forth that light of freedom there, blaze forth the light of cosmic justice within every heart of America and the world. Now I announce to you the request of the Master Saint Germain with my beloved Godfrey to hold a great event in the capital of this nation next year. You may choose the when and the where, blessed ones, yet it must occur so that this greater light of freedom may be restored unto your Congress, and so that truly the swamp may be drained. Yes. Do you accept and love this term, dearest ones?
Yes.
Because
I'm going to call on Dwyn to answer the next question, which is, what does Lotus want us to do that will help to drain the swamp? And what should be the results if we obey Lady Master Lotus on this request? Dwyn?
Yes, Donna. Hi, thank you. Well, Lotus announced the request of Saint Germain and Godfrey for us to hold a great event in Washington, D.C. next year, Baltimore and the environs, and coming together for a God purpose magnifies heaven's light by the many hosts of heaven who sponsor America. And an alchemy does occur. So when we all lend our hearts together, when we're all in unity and in oneness, the magnification of the light can do much. So the results will be partly what we visualize and the multiplication factor of how many come together. And I believe this will probably also be on the internet when we do have this event. And so anybody who tunes into it will also be putting their attention there. And in the meantime, between now and that event, we can be giving prayers, affirmations, visualizations, and a greater light of freedom may be restored unto our Congress. Yes, and America fulfill her divine destiny. And when our representatives and the media is not influenced by corporate power of malintent, truth will be exposed via a balanced, honest media. And the heavenly beings can use our prayers and maximize the light of by their causal body, as well as our own, and to clear the darkness and flood America with light. So then all comes into alignment with the light of justice, truth, and freedom, and divine equality. We have prayers that can assist in this process. We have CS20, which is a prayer that Lotus call for Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and the United States. So when we give that, we're continuing the action and building up for this event that's coming forth. We can also call to cosmic victory, who we can see our victory already here and magnetize it. And we also have a prayer session on Tuesday afternoons between 5 and 7 Montana time, Mountain Time PM, and it's for the Divine Economy. It's our Divine Economy service. And we give calls that are working around our government and clearing away with that activity. And you can see it either on the Internet or this is another phone call opportunity. So, and just by working on ourselves and keeping ourselves in God harmony and God peace, we can amplify the energy many times over when we are in that place of stillness and oneness within ourselves and with the rest of life. So we all can play our parts. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Now, can people call you and join in with you on the prayers economy?
Yes, they can. And the phone number is the same one that's on the front page, and it's there's a list of phone numbers, and they can call me personally if they desire to have any more information on that, and so I can either give my phone number or I can.
Yeah, go ahead and give your phone number.
Okay. It's 530-926-4772.
Wonderful. Yeah, say it once more.
530-926-4772.
Wonderful. Yeah, we have a number of opportunities that allow any of you that are listening to join in with us and pray with us on the phone. Make yourselves available. This only dissolves any karma that you may have, gives you good karma, and brings you closer to God and helps you fulfill the reason you're here. Okay, we'll go on now.
The swamp of the lesser consciousness of those who have been impacted by and deceived by the moneyed interests of darkness, must be bound, transmuted, and gone forevermore for America to fulfill her divine destiny.
And Mariah Neal, I would like you to answer the next question. It's what must be gone forever in order for America to fulfill her divine destiny. So Mariah is going to answer that. You have to hit star six first.
Do you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Wow, this is a very big question. So, it talks about the lesser consciousness, though, that is impacted by really the dark ones. And so who are the dark ones? Well, they call them the deep state, the Illuminati, the corporate elite, and many of those people in those groups are pedophiles and Satanists, and they want to control and manipulate every aspect of our lives. So I know a lot of people who may not be awake, the lesser consciousness people, may listen to everything that's said on our news, on our media, and believe every word that they say. They may not be aware that there are so many things that are harming our physical health and the pharmaceutical industry and in Monsanto, in our water, and in our processed foods. And so what is it that we actually have to get to so America can fulfill her divine destiny? Well, I wanted to share a little story. It was actually a dream that I remembered when I woke up just on the 18th of May, so not very long ago. I had this dream where the dark ones had kidnapped me, and they had sealed me in a brick encasement, something like a chimney. And I saw them and heard them say, well, we'll come back in a couple of years and we'll just see her skeleton left in this chamber. And they left. And when they left and I was in this brick encasement, and I was saying to myself, well, they have no power over me. And even though they think they left me here to die a slow death, I'm just going to climb out of this chamber as the top was completely open. And I saw myself as Spider Woman raising my physical body into the light of day. So as we have to raise our consciousness to get above the darkness and say to ourselves that whatever they want to do or say or implement, they don't have any power because we have control over our own consciousness if we choose. And so the more that we are able to wake up, the more people who are available on the surface of the earth to do this, the greater speed, I guess, we will achieve in raising the consciousness of everyone. And I heard this little excerpt from a book called Power Versus Force, The Hidden Detriments of Human Behavior, and it's wrote by a Dr. David R. Hawkins. And he's into quantum physics. And he said, one individual who lives and vibrates to the energy of pure love and reverence for all life will counterbalance the negativity of 750,000 individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. So as the more of us who are awake, who can maintain that vibration of pure love 24/7, we will raise these lesser consciousness up to a higher level where we will be able to fulfill America's divine destiny. Thank you.
That is really amazing. Thank you, Mariah.
Therefore we say, O violet fire angels, drain that swamp with a violet fire. Drain that swamp with a violet fire. Drain that swamp with a violet fire. Now and evermore. This can be a mantra if you will accept it, dearest ones. And there will be an actual sacred fire, such as you have never seen within that capital city and Baltimore and the environs. And the dark deeds of the dark ones shall be exposed, and greater awareness of the truth will be made manifest to the American people through the alternative media. Because, as you know, what has been called the regular media or the mainstream media, which is truly the lamestream media, is fraught with the liar and the liars, matrices of deceit, deception, and untruth. Therefore we say, expose them now, O Cyclopea and Virginia, expose them now unto every man, woman, and child, every citizen of this nation, and let the eternal light of the presence descend for the victory to be secured. Thank you, Blessed Hearts, for being here this day and invoking that light of freedom, of justice, and of the violet fire. And lest I wear out the voice of this, our beloved one, I will take my leave of you and say, good day, God day, Godfrey's day, for today truly is the day of God obedience, the day of God victory, and the light. Thank you.
What I would like us to do together, and by the way, we all have, most of us have the prayer, I think it's C20, and it's Lotus's prayer for draining the swamp. But let's say together, Almighty God, drain that swamp with violet fire. And we'll say it three times. So you can all say it with me. You won't hear us all. You'll just hear me. But just say it with me three times. Almighty God, drain that swamp with the violet fire. Almighty God, drain that swamp with the violet fire. Almighty God, drain that swamp with the violet fire. Now and evermore. Now, the violet fire is an amazing thing, and I wish we had time to go into it in greater detail. But when you visualize the violet fire coming forth out of your chakras, out of your eyes, out of every hole in your body, and right out of your solar plexus in the middle of your body, and out of your fingertips, you can see that, you can visualize it, and if you keep visualizing it over and over and over, you will really see it. You'll see it come forth and shooting out across the landscape, being taken by the angels. You may not see the angels take it, but they will take it and use it where needed, and you can make the call for it to drain the swamp, and the angels will take all the energies that we send them of violet flame and use it for draining the swamp. Now, if you would like a copy of that prayer, it's not in this heart stream, but it's separately. It's a separate prayer. We will send it to you, or we will give it to you. You can call on any of our team Our team is Donna Dregan, Cindy Hackenberg, Lenore Harris, Barbara Gabbert, Mariah Neal, Dwyn Dubrowski, and Sharon Wallace, and myself. Just give us a call or stay over at the end of our class, which we are going to seal now, and tell us that you want it and tell us how to send it to you, whether we should send it by email or whether we should enclose it in a letter. We will be happy to do whichever is best for you. So I'm going to call on Barbara now, who will seal this class in prayer, and then she's going to give some announcements, help with the prayer requests, and any questions or information you would like at the end. Barbara? Barbara, I hope you're there.
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Pushed the wrong button.
Okay.
In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Godfrey and Lotus, to beloved Saint Germain and Portia, and the 14 Ascended Masters who govern the destiny of America, and to all our personal sponsoring masters and the sponsoring masters of the Heart Center, to overshine each and every one of us and all heart friends and light workers around the planet, to fulfill our own divine destiny. Help us to daily stand up for truth and justice and honor and what is right and good in our personal lives and in the lives of our nations. We are grateful for your guidance and your sponsorship, for your fiery spirit. And we seal now this class in the light of God that always prevails. And we are so grateful for this wonderful teaching. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
And would you like me to give announcements now, Donna?
Yes, please.
Okay. I would like to tell a little bit about our upcoming summer conference that will be held in Livingston, Montana, June 17th through the 20th. It's entitled, hold on a second, I just had it here. Kuan Yin and the Heavenly Mothers East and West inaugurate a new golden cycle of mercy. That sounds pretty fabulous, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We will be meeting together in Livingston for several days. And Cindy was talking about the multiplication factor. And we accomplish great work with our prayers and with our gathering together. When we have these conferences and these gatherings, we're able to address in a more than ordinary way all the serious issues around the world and do great good for God and for our planet by focusing our attention and our prayer work on things that require intervention. We're so grateful for these opportunities. If you are unable to attend in person, which we certainly understand because travel is expensive, you can join us on the internet and go sign up to listen to the broadcast and see it's broadcast live, so you can watch the entire event every day over the internet when we're in our sessions. So you can participate in that way, and that's a wonderful way to be involved with these important gatherings. We gather at the solstices and the equinox. This is the summer solstice conference. And the day before this conference, there is a wonderful, unique workshop being held on the property of David and Mona Lewis. It's called In the Garden with Anastasia. And this is a permaculture workshop. This is the fourth one that they have done. It's a wonderful way to learn about living more sustainably and learning to grow your own food and about healthy living. It's and it's wonderful to be outside with the elementals too. So right now, David Christopher Lewis is in Sweden, and you can attend that conference over the internet as well. He's in, I believe he's in Umeå, Sweden right now. But we have quite a large contingent of Swedish heart friends, and they are gathered together to do prayer work with David and some other friends that came from the U.S. to be there. So, and there's our New Year's conference is going to be in Mexico City, from what I understand. So if anybody knows anyone south of the border or someone who wants to go south of the border, excuse me, I think it's like the 17th through the 20th is our, hold on a second, I'll pull that up. But, December 16th through 20th in Mexico City. The Holy Family blesses Mexico with the light of freedom and justice. Saint Germain and Portia come to illumine families everywhere. So, again, important spiritual work being done as we plant light wherever we go. I guess that's all the announcements I have right now.
Okay, great. You can take charge of the prayer time.
Okay, super.
And if anybody has any questions, feel free to hit six.
Let's ask for questions right now. If anyone has any questions or discussion about the teachings we heard tonight, speak now. Press star 6, and we'd be happy to discuss with you and answer to the best of our ability. Okay.
We did such a good job tonight.
I know, everybody had wonderful stories. That was terrific. Then we will continue on with our prayer requests. Anyone that has a prayer request, press star 6, and we'll be happy to write it down, and we will pray for your concerns.
Yes, can I, how are you, beloved? This is Lily, Mary Anderson.
Mary Anderson?
Lily Marie Anderson.
Okay, Lily Marie Anderson. Go
yes,
ahead, Lily.
Hi, before I start with my request, I just wanted to tell you that I love you very, very much.